Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market, providing fresh and local items at 6 locations in the region. Information on locations, seasonal offerings, and more at metropolitan-market.com.
Well, Nancy Leeson, I guess you're here to dish it.
I wanted to talk to you about dishes because I got something last week that I'd always wanted but never had, a china cabinet.
Really? A china cabinet?
Yeah, I'm not the china cabinet type of person. I'm not the china type of person. And actually, I bought this at a friend's yard sale. I needed somewhere to put all of the dishware I'd been collecting over the years. I don't know about you, but I have a real hankering for the beautiful Desert Rose Franciscan ware. This is the stuff I've been using for years. Do you know anything about it?
No. I mean, if you say Franciscan ware to me, I'm thinking about the dishes they use in the hospital.
Or the ones the monks used?
No. Franciscan hospital.
Okay. Never mind. About 25 years ago, I went to a yard sale in Ballard, and I was just outfitting my apartment at the time. I had recently moved here, and there was some beautiful hand-painted dishware, dinner plates, cups and saucers, some salad plates. And I said to this young woman, "Excuse me, how much for this?" And she said, "$5." And I thought, $5 for all of it? I pulled a fiver out of my pocket, I handed it to her, and I ran as fast as I could to my car, feeling like I was completely ripping her off, because I was. Well, that was the start of a collection of both old dishware and new dishware, newer stuff. And I have enough to feed Coxie's Army at my house now.
What do you need all these different plates for?
Mostly I need them because they give me a thrill, Stein. Doesn't certain dishware give you a thrill, like certain mugs that you would drink out of, or certain plates or bowls you use?
I have some favorite plates, but the thing of it is that De Groot and I know an awful lot of potters. So most of the dishware we have was made by them. So we have some real nice stuff, but...
You know, I used to love to collect really beautiful utilitarian pottery from a guy that I loved in when I lived in Anchorage, Alaska. And I still use a lot of his bowls for the one-offs, for a bowl of soup or cereal. And they mean a lot to me. And I think it's funny how people actually have a lot of emotion invested in dishware. A lady recently contacted me after seeing an article I wrote about chai tea. And I had the photographer take a picture of the tea in a mug I bought for 25 cents at Goodwill. And this woman contacted me and said, "Where did you get that?" And she'd been collecting it. So I left it at the security desk at the Seattle Times for her. She came and picked it up. My gift.
That makes up for the way you ripped off that other lady for the,
exactly.
For the Desert Rose stuff. If you have any thoughts about dishware, please share them with us at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. And don't forget to get in on the haiku contest. The deadline for your entry is Friday, the 23rd of August. And then we'll just see who got the most votes and who wins the wonderful gift certificate. It's from Wajamaya. Thanks a lot, Wajamaya. We've had some great entries. Have you looked at any of those, Nancy? There's over 200.
I have, and it's too bad that I can't vote on them, Stein, because there's a lot that I love.
Well, you can vote, listener. You can vote for more than one haiku, but you can only vote once for each one. So get on it. KPLU.org. Click on Haiku Contest. With Seattle Times food writer and dish collector, Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.